All right, Casey, so in the news, your boy Sylvester Stallone, back again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Making waves, courting controversy. his show, what's his show called? The King of Tulsa, I think, where he plays like a mob boss who's sent to Oklahoma. And
I don't know anything about that.
Problems on set because he reportedly has created a toxic work environment, which sounds very, very ominous, but I think you're going to laugh when I tell you what the actual problem was.
Okay.
So, well, I'll preface this by saying anytime you hear of like celebrities and actors in specific being bad and just acting up and then they come out and deny it, I mean, we can say they probably are doing that stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Probably. They're probably all guilty of whatever they're...
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone in trouble for
I can't wait
for yelling at the director, I believe, while they were filming, complaining that the extras in the background were too ugly.
Wow.
Which is a bold choice when you are
for him.
77-year-old Sylvester Stallone.
Oh my word. I think my self-esteem would never recover if Sylvester Stallone thought I was too ugly to be an extra. Like, who are we comparing these people to?
The story really tickled me. For one, because if you haven't seen Sylvester Stallone lately, just go ahead and look up a current picture of him, because he looks great for someone who's 77, but also not great enough that he needs to be talking about other people's appearance. Let's just put it that way.
Correct.
If I look like that at 77, I'm happy, but I'm not so happy that I'm complaining about other people's appearance. I think that's how I'll qualify that.
77, that's getting up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still working.
Sylvester, as you know, I think he was like in his 60s when he got busted for trying to bring, what was that story? Horse steroids over the border at Canada or something?
Oh, man. Yeah, maybe.
But you know what? When you're in your 60s, why not use steroids? Like, what?
I don't know. I mean, if it helps you feel better, I guess. But to just get big muscles, that seems, I don't know.
Well, let's put it this
way. Everything gets so precarious the older you get. So, like, what if the steroids just make you even more miserable in your body than you already are because you're in your 60s?
Certainly that would be a downside. I'm just thinking about like recovery time and like the ability to do cardio and not take 2 days off because you're sore. I mean, if there was a good time to do steroids.
If I make it to my late 60s, you think I'm still doing cardio? Shoot. Mild cardio, walking, you know, but like the hard stuff, my knees will probably not be working by then.
That's why you have to smuggle horse knees over the Canada border.
My grandma did those water aerobics. I can do that.
So I guess what I'm saying here is, Canada Laura, hook us up with some Canadian horse knees. send them over the border. We'll pick them up.
Yeah.
What you need? You need some moon pies. You need some.
Yeah, what could we send back?
Some greasy American burgers. Send them back over the border.
I feel like we don't really have a lot to offer.
What would we send to Canada, Laura? I'd send her some like Alabama paraphernalia. Some Crimson Tide hoodies. It's cold up there. She could always use some hoodies.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a list of random topics. It's kind of a shoot the shoot, kind of just sometimes I need a place to I just write stuff down that comes to mind that I think we could probably chit chat about, or just I want your opinion. And the first thing is that I've seen this multiple times that people associate like not using a top sheet with being immature. Like, and I don't understand that. I think top sheets are one of the dumbest things ever. They're super annoying. They get bunched down around your feet. We haven't used one. I don't know how long we've been married. 21 years. I would say in 20 and a half years, we haven't used a top sheet. So I don't know why it's associated with like being, I don't know. I've just seen like, oh, like we're talking about men, like some woman, you know, taught him he had to use a top sheet. Like that's one of the thing in the list of things of like what a woman had to teach a man. I'm just like, I don't get it. Why is it bad to not use a top sheet?
You know, you the thing you gotta think about is the top sheets are ugly. They're very, very ugly. they're the cover letters of linen.
Do you use one?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. What is a top sheet? Is it a fitted sheet?
The fitted sheet goes around your mattress, and then a top sheet, I guess, goes between your body and the comforter.
Yes, yes, we have one of those.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, we do.
We don't. So, I mean, maybe the argument is that like you don't wash your comforter, so you need something between your body and the comforter, but why don't you wash your comforter? Like,
yeah, our comforter is pretty thin, so we were able to wash it. It's not like super thick.
We have a duvet cover, so we just take it off and wash it. Anyways, I don't understand it. What am I missing? There are certain things that come up online that people are like, people who do this are idiots, and I don't understand it. I don't understand. Why does this make me an idiot?
I don't really have a preference in the linen department, but Kendra is like super duper picky about how the bed sheets are.
Okay.
Like everything has to be arranged like just the right way for her to fall asleep.
Okay. Well, I do sleep under a weighted blanket, which I know would make a lot of people cringe. So there is something between me and the comforter, which is my weighted blanket.
And I think when you're super particular about like how you fall asleep, that really just speaks to a guilty conscience because you can't fall asleep because of all the horrible things you've done.
But yeah,
someone
it's true.
Like me who has a clean conscience can just hit, you know, as soon as I lay down, I'm out.
So. Yeah, that's Danny too. He falls asleep so fast. It's incredible. I mean, I should time it. It's like eyes closed. Maybe 30 seconds, that breathing kicks in, you know, little low rumble in the back of the throat.
You know, we're talking gender differences here on Fun Sexy Bible Time yet again. Gender roles. Yeah. Men fall asleep easier because we're visual. That's why.
I've had something special happen to me in my 40s so far, which is that I actually do fall asleep really easily. But about 15 minutes after I fall asleep, I wake up with restless legs. So that's fun.
Hmm.
I probably have some sort of vitamin deficiency. If you know what that is, please send me a DM so I can buy some supplements.
Canada Laura, we need to upgrade that order to some horse legs now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, my next thing is Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Yep.
Would it kill Chick-fil-A to make gift cards in denominations other than $10?
Oh,
like, now you're speaking. What are we doing? $10? Like, some of us want to feed our family. And I even let someone choose the amount. They're all $10. I've never gotten a Chick-fil-A gift card for something other than $10. Maybe if you go to the store, you can get one. But it's very annoying to me.
Can you not get them for any amount?
Not at, like, gift card places. Like, you know, the gift card displays and all the
kiosks.
Yeah.
That you go to. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
It annoys me. And because then also, like, even if someone gave me $50 in gift cards to Chick-fil-A, like, I'm not ungrateful, but also I have to enter that in the app 5 times. That's a lot of work. I'm in rare form today. Extra complainy.
How dare you make me work for my free food?
Yeah, exactly. They don't even have the option where you can, like, scan it in. Like, Starbucks, you can scan the barcode and it automatically goes in the app. You just enter the PIN.
Okay, I have a Chick-fil-A question for you. When's the last time you went to Chick-fil-A?
Last Thursday. They had Spirit Night for Georgia's school, so we donated money through buying food, which is fun. Okay.
Had they switched over the seasonal shakes yet when you were there?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that, really.
That was a scowl. That was like a just a derisive scowl over the concept of seasonal shakes.
Okay.
What? Yet again, the rabble is murmuring about seasonal shakes.
What is the seasonal shake right now? I feel like...
It's cherry.
I only feel like I know of two, which is the peppermint at Christmas and the peach at summer. Is there another one?
Yeah, it's cherry. I can't remember.
Cherry? Just cherry?
No. I think it's like... I gotta look this up. I think it's... I just got like a passing glance
at
the sign.
I'll look it up right now.
I think it's like
I'll look it up on my app.
Cherry, it's like a cherry lemonade dream freeze or something.
Pick up at restaurant. We're going to pretend we're getting it. Full menu. Treats. Seasonal cherry berry frosted lemonade.
Cherry berry, that's what it was. Okay.
But that's just a frosted lemonade, so that's different than a shake.
I gotta say, that sounds pretty good.
For shakes, it's just the regulars right now. I don't get any of their, like, sometimes we'll get a peppermint shake at Christmas time, but I don't generally get shakes at Chick-fil-A. If I want a milkshake, I'm going to Steak and Shake, because that's their specialty.
Yeah. Yeah, milkshakes are getting really expensive. It's hard for me to pull the trigger on a milkshake that's like $5.50, $6, and it's like, I could just get like a whole thing of ice cream and
$5.50, $6 to have diarrhea later. Okay. Okay, so that's two great ideas I've given Chick-fil-A now. Sliders, right?
Yep.
Slider sandwiches, which I'm still waiting for, and gift cards, better gift cards. Oh, you know what they've also done, which I appreciate because, you know, save the planet. Their gift cards are now cardboard. So if you try to, like, peel the sticker off instead of scratching it, you lose the PIN number. It, like, peels off with the sticker.
How much
Ask
credit
me how I know.
Do they get when everything they serve is in styrofoam cups, though?
I know. I'm sure it wasn't a save the earth. I'm sure it was a save the money thing. Hey, if we make cardboard gift cards, they're, you know, a lot cheaper. Okay, I'm going to skip the next topic. Save it for last.
All right.
Okay. This is perfect for me to talk about on my grumpy day. So I go to Walmart on Monday because I need a VGA to VGA cable. You know what that is, right? Like, I'm wanting to hook my old laptop up to a monitor. So I need a cable to do that because the screen is all messed up. So I check the app first to make sure they have it. And I was like, oh, $688. Perfect. That's so cheap for a cable. Go to Walmart, find it. On the little thing, $798. So I, like, scan it in the app. And it's like $798 in store. But when I looked it up before, $688 online price. Same. This is their brand, that ONN on brand of their tech stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's two different prices. One, if you buy it online, I guess, and pick it up or get it shipped, which I could have done. I could have gotten it shipped had someone bring it to my house, or $798. Now, I know you're wondering, did I go to customer service and ask for a price match for $1.10? You bet your ass I did.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
I mean, what is the point of that?
Amazing.
Why are we doing this to customers? Just make a price and keep the price.
That's like the
Kroger. Who's benefiting?
I'm wondering if it's like the Kroger Plus card scam, like where it doesn't cost anything to get a Kroger Plus card. They just hope that some people will go in there and be like, I don't feel like dealing with this. I'll just pay full price.
I hate that model of grocery shopping. I hate it so much. It's just so, it's a scam. It needs to stop.
You know, the Publix model is not that much better with the BOGO thing, because like by law in a lot of states, I think that's how it works. You have to sell one item at half price if it's BOGO.
Yeah, it's not Florida though.
But
you have to get like both that? Items.
Okay.
No, you have to get both items for BOGO things to get the BOGO.
Okay. So like in Alabama, you can go in there and just buy one and they ring up at half price, but they will never, ever, ever put that on the sign if they can help it. They want you to buy it too.
Yeah. For us, that Danny made fun of me last time we were in the store, because he's like, you tell me this every time. If it's like a 3 for $5 type thing, you don't have to buy 3 to get the price, but they want you to buy 3. But for BOGOs, you have to buy 2. This is the kind of content that people put their AirPods in for. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
Look, we'll get to the meat of the episode soon enough.
Yes. Speaking of meat, Tiger Woods.
Nice.
Did you see this news story where he was like, oh, my thing says trying to reconnect. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, mine did too, but it's still live.
Okay, we're fine, I guess. Okay, Tiger Woods, you saw the news story. He said he was abstaining from sex before the Masters to, like, for his focus or something.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like a good plan. This doesn't seem like it makes any sort of logical sense. I mean, just speaking as a human woman,
okay.
It's like, it feels like the further you get away, the less your focus is on other things besides sex, right? Like, it's just, what are we doing, Tiger? How does this work?
There's an old training adage that when you have sex, it takes your legs away. Like, there is like some old, like there is a history there. This doesn't solve anything, but just to broaden the topic out, about 20 years ago when Oscar De La Hoya was still fighting, part of his training camp ritual, you know, in boxing, you have like a 6-week training camp and it's like a full time, you're training for like 8 hours a day, like leading up to the fight.
Yeah.
And, part of his training camp was that, like, after lunch every day, he would have, I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this. I can't think of one, so I'm just going to say it. Like, non-ejaculatory sex with his wife every day. Like, he was not allowed to, they did it, but he was not allowed to finish. And, like, the thinking was that, like, that would keep him on edge and make him more...
I'd say, jeez.
Make him angrier when the fight came.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
I got a lot of questions about how that worked, but I'm not going to ask him, but I just got some questions.
I mean...
Like, who is checking? Like,
right.
There are, like, sensors placed, like, all over his body, and, like, his trainer was sitting in the next room looking at, like, medical equipment. Like, He's getting close!
They start pounding on the door.
Pull out! That's awful.
I just have to say, I don't understand how this works for golfing. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, I think you're not that important. Like, just maybe don't have sex like 10 minutes before you go to play, but
I will say Tiger Woods, you know, elite athletes are weird to begin with, but
yeah.
Tiger Woods, legendarily strange guy. Like,
I can see that.
I've read like in-depth profiles on him, and it's like, it almost makes you feel sorry for him. Like, he just is not okay. You know, his dad was like super, like, just not a great sports dad, like pushed him really, really hard when he was like really, really young.
Okay.
And he's just like a very awkward guy. Like, I read a profile that he would train with Navy SEALs. Like, he had this weird phase where like he was thinking he was going to become a Navy SEAL or something after he was a golfer. And like, he would be with these guys and they'd go out to eat and like, he wouldn't like never offer to pick up the bill or anything. You know, he's Tiger Woods, and these guys are helping him train.
He's a billionaire,
and like he made them buy their own cheeseburgers.
What a weirdo.
But the profile was like, it wasn't necessarily like he was a bad guy. It's like he just did not pick up on things socially. Of just these guys are helping me. I need to go ahead and buy their lunch. Strange guy.
I feel like that's pretty high on the top of my list of like parenting goals, is that my kids can just be aware, you know, of things, just an awareness. And it's hard when they're at the teenage and adolescent ages, because it's just a naturally very self-centered time. But anytime I see them like pick up on things, like what's acceptable, what's not, like, yes, okay, we're doing okay. Because if I had a millionaire kid and I found out they weren't picking up the tabs for, you know, servicemen, like, what are we doing? Where did I go wrong? Anyways, okay. My last thing is that I was driving, and a truck, of course, in front of me had a "Don't Tread on Me" license plate, because I guess that's a thing in Florida. And I have never looked into the history of this flag, this "Don't Tread on Me" flag with the snake. Every time I see it, I think of the tweet that was like, "No one's treading on you, sweetie." So I was just wondering if you could give me like a very brief history of this flag. Where it came from.
This is bait. This is the Tom Hardy gif where he's like, that's bait.
I told you I was going to ask you this, and you said, no, you really don't want to ask me this.
Yeah.
And so I said it would be more fun than Googling it.
Here's the short answer. It's called the Gadsden flag, and it dates to the Revolutionary War.
Okay. It's a Revolutionary War thing.
Yeah. Okay. And then I started thinking about like a longer response, and then that led me down some really dark places, and
okay.
You know, just connecting like the Revolutionary War to like our history of war as a country, to the Civil War, to the tribalism that branched out of the Civil War, to now we have the Tea Party and the far left, and how nobody really cares about issues, they just want their side to win. And
it's depressing.
It's no fun to talk about.
It's just so depressing. It's almost as if founding a country on genocide and slavery doesn't work out great. I mean, who knows? Who could say?
I was trying to go through it in my head. I'm trying to figure out if I could do like an entertaining response to it, and I found myself like, anybody ever hear from moveon.org anymore? No. They seemed to disappear when Obama got elected, just like the Tea Party disappeared when Trump got elected.
Oh, yeah. The Tea Party. Oh, goodness.
There's an intelligent conversation, just to ignore all of that, and just to say, I think Americans are very lonely, and I think very few of us actually do have hard ties to the issues. I think a lot of us just want to feel like we're a part of a team. And want our team to win.
I can see that. I would say that we are lonely, and also we are on, like, we live in such a like independence centric culture. So like we could have hard ties to the issue if we would maybe issues, if we would like, I don't know, interact with people outside of our specific demographics, family groups, like, yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But people don't want to do that because that takes energy. That takes the people on the Tea Party to say, no, actually, Trump is spending way too much and we don't believe in that. Or, you know, the people on the left to say, Obama and Biden are actually bombing people the same way that Bush used to bomb people. And we don't like that.
Right.
But that's, that takes work. People don't want to work. They just want to belong.
Yeah. I picked up at the library. I picked up Tom Brokaw's book about his family. It's like it's a short little family memoir. He's just talking about his parents, you know. Then, which it seems like his parents were probably the same age as my mom's parents, but born in like 1917, 1920-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy to read about. It's just. I'm going to sound so old. I don't care. But just like how different, just how much has changed so fast in society. And like, wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, we don't have the we don't have the barn dances anymore where you'd you'd raise a barn and then have a dance after you raised a barn. And that's the community got together.
Yeah. Okay, should we get to this video?
Am I allowed to make fun of Jason Sudeikis, or did you put the veto on
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely. No, you can make fun of anyone except me.
Jason Sudeikis showed up in the women's Final Four supporting Iowa. He is from the Midwest, so he gets a pass for that. But the thing that drove me... made me really laugh, and I was making fun of him to Casey, was he was wearing a t-shirt that said everyone watches women's sports. And it's like, no shit, Sherlock, like this, the thing that cracked me up, the people who see that shirt are watching women's sports, so who are you talking to? Like, no one who's against
who
women's
indeed.
Sports is going to see that. And it's like, okay, yes, way to make this about you. Congratulations, main character. We got the main character right here, everybody. And then he was, then he was interviewed, I think like at halftime of the championship game, came in there just mugging for the camera. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I am an equal opportunity non-sports watcher, so I would like to say not everyone watches women's sports. I don't, but to be fair, I also don't watch men's sports. So,
and that's what we appreciate about you. You're fair. You're firm but fair.
I'm so fair.
More tell people. My kids that. A lot of reasons for this, but more people watched the women's Final Four than the men's Final Four this year.
That's great. Good for them.
You know, if we could just get Jason Sudeikis to wear a shirt to the men's Final Four that says, everyone watches men's sports.
I'm going to get... No, I'm not. I'm not going to get any sports shirts.
I'm going to... It makes me want to wear a shirt in the spirit of Jason Sudeikis, that says, I am here right now. Just, I am doing a podcast right now.
What is the other picture you sent me of Jimmy Kimmel wear orange? What's that for?
Remember, like, last year there was a whole thing about, like, we're going to stop human... I think it was human trafficking. Like, we're going to stop human trafficking by wearing orange on a certain day. Like, hashtag wear orange or something. And, you know, good. Like, nobody's for human trafficking, but, like, just this...
Right.
You know me. There is a certain, like, celebrity smugness that just drives me up the wall. And, like, the Jimmy Kimmel... There was one picture where he was holding an orange... wearing an orange shirt, looking into the camera, like with like a Greta Thunberg type gaze of like, I'm here to save the world.
I basically have two celebrities that I like genuinely think that they're decent people. One of them's not really even a celebrity, but first is Jennifer Garner. Like, I think she's probably a really decent person.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is not really a celebrity, Christina Tosi. She started the Milk Bar, which is the bakery in New York. And I just love her. She's just fun. She has such a fun vibe. She does bake club videos that she started during the pandemic. And she does them every Friday now on Instagram. She used to do it like every day during the pandemic. But this past one, I don't watch the whole thing, but she's a millionaire for sure. But she's like, she's like, oh, you can hear Sunny. That's her second baby. Mm-hmm. He's in the laundry room, which is his room. It's just like very not pretentious, like really just fun. I like her. Anyways.
That's a great topic. Like celebrities that we like. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could do that on another episode because you have to put like.
I already did mine, so I'll have to come up with more reasons that I like them.
There's some universal ones. Like very few people have a problem with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's true. Dolly Parton for sure.
There's a few others. I'll have to think about it. There's some celebrities like you ever just get a good vibe off of somebody.
Yes.
Like where you just like you maybe you don't know everything about them.
I live my life based on vibes. Which is we don't call it that in Christian circles, right? We call it like discernment. And I feel like I definitely pay attention to that.
Like Keanu Reeves, you get a good vibe off Keanu Reeves for the most part. This is a random one, but like, remember Mike Rowe that had that show Dirty Jobs?
Yeah.
Got like a good, it's probably the Dirty Jobs part of it, of like he was like always talking to blue collar people. Like, I just got a good vibe off of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I won't do it in real time. I'll think about it though.
Okay. Come back next time for celebrities that we don't hate.
Yes, correct. All right, Casey, are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Should be ready. Okay, we have brought back the CCM video breakdown.
Yes.
Which is a segment that we really carried through a lot of 2023 with.
Paper. Yes, we did so many. And then it just kind of fell off, which, you know, this is fun, sexy Bible time. We have to keep you guessing what's coming next.
This whole podcast is steered by Casey's vibes, so we follow her vibes.
Yes,
but there's certain videos that we kind of stayed away from, because like we were saving them for a special occasion. It didn't feel right to blow through all the best ones right off the bat. And for me, this was always the crown jewel. This was the top of the mountain. This was the reason that you talk about CCM music videos is for a chance to watch this video with Casey and debate it. We're talking about the 2008 Family Force 5 song, Dance or Die. So if you wish, this is a good chance for you to pause it and go ahead and watch that video. If you haven't, if you have, like me, you know, you haven't watched it for a while, you go back and it's just like being bathed in the pool of Gilead all over again. Let the healing waters
just
immerse you. So I'm gonna give you my one sentence synopsis. We got our categories here, but I'm going to give you my one sentence synopsis, and then I want you to just take over because I'm a Family Force 5 aficionado. You're not, and I want to just hear your blind reaction to it. So here's my one sentence synopsis: naked alien being crash lands in the desert, freeing slime covered Christian band who ride on her Rapunzel like hair across the galaxy to dance battle each other in a field as the alien flies away. Then everyone falls asleep.
I wish I would have had that synopsis before I watched the video. so that I could kind of know what was going on. I had never seen this video, and the credits told me copyright 2009, the backwards credits, which was so disorienting. Told me 2009, which 2008, 2009, I am drowning in new motherhood. There was no CCM music video watching for those years. I mean, just absolutely not. And I can guarantee you our local Christian station was not playing this song. So my initial reaction, I think the video looks super cool for it being CCM. I think the CGI was like really well done. The song is catchy. The hair is, it's like opening a time capsule. It is, you can't, I feel like our kids, it's just going to be one of those things that people are like, what were we doing? What were we doing with this hairstyle? Why did it exist? Why was it like, how was it that so many men were okay to have the same exact hairstyle? And also, just the amount of work that went into that hairstyle. In case you didn't watch the video, I'm talking about the emo bangs, the side parted, straightened emo bangs. That's my initial reaction.
It's like the Bama bangs got sad. Like that's what happens.
Yes. The it's Bama like Bangs.
It's like the Bama Bangs got sad and grew
yes. out. Yes. Like it rained on the Bama Bangs and they never bounced back from that rain.
Which is ironic that, you know, we're using words like emo to describe them because nothing emo about Family Force 5. They're just here to party and have a good time.
Right. So I was so thrown off by the juxtaposition of their look and their sound. So when you one of our categories is like influences, and the only thing I could come up with was maybe Fall Out Boy. Like it's like the emo look but a little bit more pop. But they're like the outfits towards the end of the video are like a couple of them are very My Chemical Romance, the Black Parade.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm very confused. So, yeah. You want to go through our list? Or do you want to say some things about the video first?
It's my understanding that the video was not necessarily like a label production. They might have gotten some money from the label, but I think that a lot of the stuff they did themselves.
Okay.
One of the things about Family Force 5 is they had like a sort of creative group around the band. They had a YouTube series that they were producing as they toured.
Okay.
So they had like a lot of the like creative people around them in orbit and
early YouTube adopters.
Yeah. They had like
impressive,
a huge like YouTube series. They had like 200 some episodes, I think. And, so yeah, I think it was a lot of self-work went into it. Like they weren't,
nice.
It's not like they just walked in and, everything was laid out. I think they created a lot of it themselves. Yeah, this is perfection. It's absolute perfection. And the reason it is perfection, the reason I love this video so much, is because it is 100% inexplicable. If you look at like Christian music and just
yes.
what it was, to have a song, what Dance or Die, like what does that even mean? Like it is so far removed from anything else yes. that would pop up in Christian music. And it's yes. It's fun.
Where they slap you over the head with what they're trying to say. Here's a baseball bat. what of the message that we're trying to get across.
Yeah. So we did Family Force 5 song Love Addict last year.
Yes. Yes.
As Casey Which said, the was, horniest wow. Christian. Casey said the horniest Christian song of all time.
Or absolutely.
Christian video of all time.
Absolutely. So
I'll try not to step on too much from what we did from that episode. We'll hit some of the highlights, but if you know, like, the guys in Family Force 5, it kind of makes sense because their dad was in CCM and they were in CCM since they were like 10 years old.
Right.
And by this point, they're just kind of daring CCM to kick them out. Like, they love the audience and the eyeballs, but at the same time, it's like they're kind of done with it.
Yeah.
So they had kind of laid their claim to being the edgy out there band, as edgy as a CCM band could be. I think the thing that makes this video perfect for me also is just the tone. It's the tone of the video, because if you give this concept to like another one of the Christian bands that tried to be fun, like maybe Five Iron Frenzy or Stellar Kart, one that was, it would have been so campy. It would have been so like wink, wink, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
It would have been, you know, Easter brunch. There would have been so much ham, just a plate of ham sandwiches. And the thing I just adore about this is Family Force 5 is in on the joke. They're definitely in on the joke, but there's also like 30% of them that thinks this is awesome.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They love this. But it feels like it's not like we love this because it's going to make a difference like a lot of CCM. It's like we love this cuz it's fun. It's just they just seem like they were really having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you give this video to Stellar Kart, there's a lot of like mugging for the camera.
Yeah.
in the Family Force 5 video universe version of this, that they think these dance moves are pretty nice.
I did say that the dancing, I don't remember, I thought I wrote it down that I thought the dancing was really good. It seems to get worse as the video, like when they're actually doing the dance off, the dancing is not as good as it is in the beginning, which was odd to me.
They're kind of like weaving back and forth over the line of like parody of like, are we trying to look silly or are we trying to look cool?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of unclear where they want to wind up. So yeah, that's my overview. Get to the categories, what's your first category? Is it casting call?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't think I could top the casting call that I did for the band for the Love Addict video. So
yeah, you probably can't.
I thought I would just read that one back if you're okay with that.
Okay, perfect. My casting call is very generic because I don't know these people like you do.
All right.
So go ahead with yours.
Okay. The singer, Soul Glow Activator. I have him as youth pastor at a trendy church whose youth annex has faux graffiti sprayed in the halls warning you how radical the experience is going to be.
I love it. I can't believe that's yours. Can I just tell you mine real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Since that's what you started with. Because mine just groups them all together, which these are megachurch campus youth pastors who were homeschooled and they're just trying to be relevant in the big city. So like, you know, the mega churches with like the multi-site mega churches, they're all youth pastors of the same mega church, but they were homeschooled and they're just trying to stay cool.
That's very similar to your casting call from the Love Addict
video. Probably big youth pastor vibes. It's the hair. It's definitely the hair. Thank God I was out of youth group before that hair took over. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Imagine someone with that hair lecturing you about masturbation. I can't. It just, no thank you.
So, you know, so what you're saying is they're ugly?
It's not about ugly. It's just, I can't take the look seriously. Okay, keep going.
You have
four people to go.
The drummer, Crouton. The one guy in the college and career class who boasts incessantly that he's engaged to a 10, except she's barely a 5. And also she's crazy and they have a shared Facebook account before they're even married. And he has to call her every 2 hours to check in. And everyone in the college and career class is like, should we say something?
I don't remember these, so this is fun. Yeah.
The bass player, Fatty, youth group bad boy who parlays being a third string linebacker for his high school football team into immeasurable social credit at church. Also, he looks like young Josh Brolin. The keyboard player, Nay Daddy. I just have him as Emo Dad. Which is
okay.
Emo Dad. Yeah. And the guitar player, Chapstick, is the boy who every girl I liked in youth group was actually in love with. he's just too beautiful. How could I compete with him? I could beat him in Bible quiz, but that was about it.
Yeah. You need a special girl who's turned on by Bible quiz.
When you find some of those, let me know, okay? I couldn't find many in youth group. Okay, so you touched on influences.
Yeah.
This song's a little bit different than some of their other songs. It's a little more synth heavy. It's actually part of it's a remix of the original Dance or Die song. So I've got, as far as remixes, holdovers from the last time we did them. We talked about how they were kind of like, you could hear a little bit of the Beastie Boys in what they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This song, I'm pulling from some 2000s era synth pop. I'm thinking maybe like the Ready Set. I'm thinking the Secret Handshake. Casey's making a face that says, sorry, nerd. I don't know any of these groups.
I don't. No, I mean, I'm the nerd. You're not the nerd here. You're the one who knows these bands. I'm the one who was listening to Sarah Groves on repeat, holding a toddler and an infant.
Okay, so this one was right in front of our faces. I'm surprised we didn't talk about this the last time we did it. But Andrew WK, like the whole vibe of like, I'm just here to party. Like, you know, pretty clear that there's some overlap there. So was that all you had for influences?
That was it, yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to how horny is this video? There's no way they were going to top Love Addict as far as horniness.
Yeah, and honestly, this video didn't feel super horny to me. I mean, you do have, like, the female figure in the beginning.
Yeah.
Who's, like, kind of just, like, just her body shape. Their pants are pretty tight. And then there's the part where they're sinking down into a breast type shaped thing, or maybe it's an onion or a bulb of garlic.
That never even occurred to me. It does look kind of like a boob.
But honestly, I gave it a 4. It doesn't, like, none of the dancing feel like it doesn't have that vibe. You know me and vibes.
Yeah. I'm going to go a little bit higher. I think for CCM, it's a solid 7 on the horniness. Just
okay. Yeah, you have to compare it, I guess. Put it in its place.
I can see that. Just, yeah, we'll talk about it later. But the alien kind of nudges it up the scale a little bit for me.
Okay.
As far as horniness. Usually we talk about ages on these. Yes. But we did that last time. They're all, you know, mid-20s,
what are early they? 30s. Okay, I said they were all 27.
Yeah, about.
Right, I didn't know. I know they're brothers, so like they're not triplets, but well, they're not all brothers. But anyways, they're just all definitely in their 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So now we're just to the miscellaneous notes of the video.
Well, the MVP.
Yeah. You got one.
Yeah. The Chi hair straightener is the MVP of this video. Because you don't get that hair without some hair tools. Okay. So I'm going to just... And also, whoever did the CGI, because I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love the instruments. And like it's kind of like Tron in the beginning with the lights over their bodies.
Uh-huh.
So I enjoyed that.
My MVP was Fatty. I know you don't know which one that is, but
I definitely don't.
You might know it because Fatty breaks out. There's a scene in the video where, like, one by one, they have to show off a dance move. And when it gets to Fatty, he's got nothing. So all he does is, like, jump straight up in the air and do, like, a dad spaz.
Yes, and I think it was at that point I was like, how did the dancing get worse as the video went on? It reminded me of, like, a toddler dancing. Like, if you, like, when you put music on for your kid when they're, like, three, and they're like, show us how you can dance.
Just jumps straight up and goes into, like, a full body spasm.
Yeah.
Which I didn't appreciate because I found that to be ableist, but...
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm trying to see my other notes. I think I basically hit everything. Oh, I did have a question. Okay. So they're, like, in some sort of space. Are they in space? At the beginning, and then they leave space, and where do they go?
Unclear. They were on, like, a prison planet to begin with. Okay. And then they...
Prison planet. Okay.
I love the fact that, like, somebody's not going to listen, watch this video and then listen to us try to explain the mythology.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lore.
Yeah. I did like the effect of the red hair.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool. It doesn't look like hair, so.
Just the lyrics. The lyrics are absolutely incredible.
Honestly, I don't even know what they were. Let me look them up because
I got them. I got them right here. Transmission radio, respond if you're alive. So I'm getting a little bit of, like, Christian, just a little bit of Christian flavor, so I can qualify as CCM. Give me a sign of life. Shout out Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Oh yeah.
I need to say to you, I've found a way to fight. One hope for all mankind. We're going to take control. Dancing is your weapon. Let your moves unfold. Kill them with your stepping. We can win this war. It's time to come together. Now we're stronger than we've ever been before.
Wow. I did see this study. I mean, maybe they were onto something. Maybe you sent it to me. No, I don't know. But it was like ranking things that help with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And dancing was the literal number one thing over, like, medication, over other types of exercise, dancing. So
I think bad news for the Baptists.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
What was your opinion on the white pants and turtlenecks combo?
Their clothes were atrocious the whole time. The clothes were awful. I don't ever want to see a man in white pants ever.
What would your reaction be if Danny showed up in white pants, turtleneck, and, like, a multicolored long sleeve over the top of the turtleneck?
Absolutely not. I mean, Danny can wear white pants. He's the only one, though.
Okay. All right. My question for you, what was the Axe body spray budget for this video? I could smell Axe body spray watching this video.
Gross. Oh, gosh.
I mean, we're talking awful. Like middle school locker room levels of Axe body spray.
Post PE, Axe body spray over BO. I mean, when you dance your heart out in a turtleneck, it's gonna get gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'm not probably not gonna dance in a turtleneck and a jacket on top of the turtleneck.
My goodness.
Christianity Today gave this album 2 stars.
Tough out of beat. 10 or 5?
Out of 5.
Oh gosh.
Tough beat for the boys.
Christianity Today.
I'm going to say we're going to pin that on the Mark Galley era of Christianity Today. Yes. He's gone, so I'm just going to assume that he personally did that review.
Yeah, it was his review.
Yeah. Going back to my notes, I've got, out of all the CCM videos with naked alien titties, this has to be in the top three.
It was the second time I watched that before I caught it. Like, oh, there's a floating woman thing. And she definitely is, that's just her body shape. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sure Christianity Today noted that in their album review. They marked them down.
All right. Yeah, that's about all I've got as far as
this was a good one. Notes. I liked it. It took me a minute. When I turned it on, I was like, oh, here we go. Just another weird ass video I've never seen. But then I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I close this by just sincerely hoping that the guys from Family Force 5 are okay, because when it burned out quickly for them.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture of Fatty, who now owns and runs an upholstery/furniture store in Nashville, which just kind of made me happy. Just thinking about him.
Yeah, doing chairs. Something with his hands. It's always a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The two other brothers, of the three brothers in the center of the band, the two other brothers are doing the exact same thing, which is they're in musical duos with their wives performing hip-hop electronica.
Is this for real?
Yeah, one of them is called Yacht Money, and the other, I can't think of the other one's name. I just looked it up
last
night.
They're in two separate groups.
Yeah, two separate
they're
ones.
They're not all...
No.
Oh.
So, like, one guy's in a duo with his wife, and the other guy's in a duo with his wife.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yacht Money, and I can't think of the other one. But,
yeah. Yacht Money.
Yacht Money. And it's very much like the mumble trap hip-hop core
interesting. Yeah. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, you listen to like 5 seconds and it's like, oh yeah, like mumble rap. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I can't do the mumbling music. It's so hard for me with my hearing anyways. Mm-hmm. It's like even like Billie Eilish, I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. I can't make out any of your lyrics. Oh, all right. I'm going to listen to that later, but that picture is, wow. Have you seen that?
I have. And I just found the other one. It's called the Lipstick Kid. That's the other one. Lipstick Kid.
The Lipstick Kid.
I think it's just okay. Lipstick Kid. Lipstick Kid and Yacht Money are the two.
And okay. I'm looking forward to... seeing what this is all about. Okay, they look a little bit different. This is not rap. There's no way. These two are doing like folksy stuff, right?
I don't know that I listened to that one, I don't think.
That's like
we're big into just to keep Sylvester Stallone happy. Just to keep Sylvester Stallone happy, I do need to touch on this. All three of the brothers married very attractive women. So, shout out to them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
You know what? There was a time when that hairstyle was just... That would do it for you. If you found a guy with that hair and he was pulling it off...
Okay, so there was one
Danny
more thing.
Danny never had
that
hair. I don't know how he avoided it, actually.
There was one more thing. Category we forgot, and that was the substitution category.
I don't have anything for this.
Well, I do.
I know what you do.
Name another CCM artist that you would like to try to cover this song.
This exact song.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
I've got two for you. I've got two.
Okay.
And they're funny for different reasons. I would like to hear Derek Webb cover this song.
Yes. And okay.
I would also like to hear Bethany Dillon cover this song.
Shane and Shane. Can you imagine? Oh, Derek Webb.
Derek Webb, it would be excruciating. It'd be he'd slow it way down. It'd be like a dirge. with like a
that's
5 minute
a word you don't hear every day.
With like a 5 minute spoken word interlude in the middle where he rails against
everything.
Know, the orthodoxy of modern religion. I'm still waiting for the Derek Webb orthodox turn. The orthodox heel turn. He's gonna come out as Catholic is what it's gonna be. He's gonna pull the Rich Mullins and be like ultra orthodox Catholic.
You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
The Alice
Cooper turned to the right when he realizes he can't shock anybody anymore by being a crazy rock star. Now he's gotta shock everybody by being a Republican.
Can you imagine?
I can. Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
It's going to happen. Derek Webb. He's going Orthodox. can't wait for him to be like on Twitter yelling at Sandra McCracken for being too progressive.
Oh my gosh. No, stop it. Oh my goodness.
All right. That's all I got.
All right, me too. That was fun. We need to pick that back up. Maybe not every episode, but every other episode. Cover some vids.
Yeah. We left a lot of meat on the bone.
Have we done a Jackie video yet?
No.
Okay. I feel like we're due for like a Jackie or a Rachel Lampa or...
We did Stacey Orrico.
That's right. Yes, we did. Oh, that was great. Where she played like 5 different nationalities in one video.
Yep. Shout out Scarlett Johansson.
that was a good one.
Yeah, the problem is like a lot of that era, especially with solo artists, like they're low budget. Like remember the Jennifer Knapp video where it's just her playing a guitar? And like the camera never does anything else, and it's like you can't do anything with that.
I'm gonna listen to Jennifer Knapp later today. Thank you for reminding me. Never gets old.
She just needed somebody to undo her. That's all she needed.
No one at the gym is gonna know I'm lifting weights to the sad voice of Jennifer Knapp.
All right. Well, I will let you go now. I think it's time for us to go eat.
Yes, it is definitely time for lunch.
Yet again, the rabble is murmuring about seasonal shakes.